Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the second stage one end folding male stroker from Best Vibe. And this is going to be our latest adventure into the realm of these cute little anime girl kind of pocket pussy things. So this is the third one I've reviewed. I've reviewed two other ones in this series. I don't know who makes these. Like, it's not listed on the website. I don't read the text because I don't speak Chinese or Japanese or whatever language. This looks Chinese. So whoever makes these, good for you. You're making really cool, innovative products. And so far, I've loved these. So I'm trying to review all of them. There's six in total. I've reviewed two. This is going to be number three. And TLDR, it's a good product. But let me tell you why. So this is what I really like about these is they're innovative. You know, so many pocket pussies, so many sex toys, it's the same thing over and over and over again. Whatever this company that makes these little anime girl stroker things, they're really just thinking outside the box, and it's really cool. So the way this works, this looks like kind of like anal beads or something, but it's a pocket pussy. It has one, you know, flowing chamber. It just has like these parts in the middle that get tight. That's actually a really cool feature. So you put your penis in the hole, and it goes all the way through to the top. So these aren't like three different balls. No, this is one toy. Anyway. So you put it in, goes all the way through. You can stroke it. You know, it's very stretchy, so that's not a problem. Basically, here's the thing: inside the toy, you have two kind of textures. You have the stud texture. Now these aren't like very long studs, so these aren't going to be like really big, or you're probably never going to feel them really. And then the middle one has kind of ribs, but they're not like, again, they're not like deep, they're not thick, they're just kind of light. So it has light studs, light ribs. The main feature is the middle part, which has, you can, let me stretch this out so you can see it. It has a rib texture, but it's also very narrow. So it tightens when you go through. So let me tell you how this works. You hold it like you're jerking off, and you can squeeze the ball. You can squeeze these balls to apply texture as you're using it. So you can apply the texture as you squeeze it, but these middle parts automatically squeeze. So you know when you're jerking off and you tighten your grip, you know, like you really want to give it the business, like you want to squeeze it like it owes you money. When you do that, it feels good, right? Like when you squeeze your dick. These middle parts automatically squeeze kind of without your fingers. So you know when you sit on your hand and kind of make your hand numb and then jerk off with your numb hand so you can't feel yourself jerking yourself off? No, just me. I'm the weird one. Okay. Anyway, your brain knows when you're masturbating. Your brain knows when it's your hand. It doesn't feel as good as it does when someone else is giving you a hand job, for example. So these middle parts that squeeze on your dick are like an extra set of squeezy fingers beyond the ones that you have on your hand. So it feels really good. You can squeeze these as well to apply the texture. So while you're using this, you can squeeze it and you can apply the studs and the ribs and the studs down here, and you can do that. Now I think this might be there's one flaw with this, and I think it's actually, I might have gotten a bad unit. There, because there's no hole at the end of this, it creates a vacuum effect. I'll show what I'm talking about. So if I plug this hole up, right, and then I squeeze it, you can hear it. See, hear it? All right? See how it collapses? Now watch this. All right? See, I'll show you again. You can hear it, like the air escaping, and now it's flat, and then it recovers. So as I just demonstrated, there's no way for the air to escape. So when you're stuffing your dick in this, it's gonna like resist you because the air doesn't have anywhere to go, and you're gonna have to like squeeze the air out. And then also, while you're using it, you know, when you're stroking in and out, you're not really getting much use out of this one because you can squeeze it, but your dick can only go in the top part when your ball's deep. I think the problem was there should be a hole here. There should be a hole here, and there isn't. So I think I might have gotten a defective one, but this is easily fixed. You just take a knife or a pair of scissors. You can just pinch this, take a pair of scissors, cut the tip off, and now you have a hole. And what the hole will allow you to do, it will eliminate that vacuum effect, so you'll be able to use the entire thing. You can squeeze it when needed to apply extra texture. You have an additional set of little squeezy fingers in the form of these little middle parts, and it feels really good. The vacuum effect, usually the vacuum effect is a good thing, but in this case it kind of gets in the way because you can't really experience the whole toy because unless you squeeze the air out of it, but then every time you thrust in and out of it, a little air gets back in, you break the seal, and then you got to squeeze it again. So what I recommend doing is cut the end off here so that there's a little hole for the air to come out. That's it. And I think it might have supposed to been that way. It's just that I may have gotten the defective one. You can kind of see there's something, or maybe like you look, I don't know if you can see this. There is a texture. There's a texture on the top where it looks like it was open, but it was sealed. So, I mean, just unseal it. Now, if there was like some type of a valve with a button, you know, like the inflatable pillow I reviewed recently, if there was a valve with a button, that would be something, but there isn't. So just cut this little nipple off and allow this to be used like this, because then you already have the automatic squeezing, so you can lightly use it and it feels like it's being squeezed, which is really cool. Or you can actually squeeze it and you can use these textures as well. So it's really, really good. Again, hats off these little anime girl company for making these really innovative toys, and they're simple and they're cheap. So, you know, again, a lot of these toys, something like this, would be like 20, 30 bucks. You know, a fleshlight is upwards of $50 or more. This thing is less than $20. So for less than $20, you're getting a very innovative one-of-a-kind stroker. And I have a 20% off coupon code. So 20% off a sub-$20 toy. And it's a one-of-a-kind type of toy. I've never seen a toy like this. Have you? Have you seen a toy like this? No, you haven't. And you get a cute little anime girl box to go with it. So you got your cute anime girl. You got your innovative, unique stroker. It's 20% off. It's already less than $20. What are you waiting for? So, yeah, once again, knocking it out of the park. Just the only thing, again, you might like the vacuum effect, so I wouldn't just automatically cut the hole in. Maybe try it. If yours is sealed like mine was, give it a shot. See if you like it with the vacuum. If you don't like it with the vacuum, just cut a hole and get rid of the vacuum. At least you have the option, I suppose. But yeah, really impressed. Really enjoyable. It's really what I would say it doesn't feel like having sex. It feels like jerking off, but it feels almost like it's like an enhancement. So if you're used to using your hand, this might be a good gateway toy. If you've never used a toy and you think toys are creepy and weird, but you use your hand, this might be a simple accessory to use while you're doing your thing, because this is going to give you additional stimulation, but it's still going to be what you're used to. You know, you're not like putting your dick in something that looks like a vagina or something that vibrates or spins or anything scary like that. This is basically just jerking off with your hand, but better. So this might be a good, and again, very affordable. It's $18.31. I'm not really sure why the odd, who cares. It's cheap. It's 20% off. It's cool. Innovative. You got a cute anime girl in the box. You know, that's it. And the only thing I found wrong with it was the hole because of the vacuum effect, but you can easily cut a hole in it. I mean, it's silicone, it's stretchable, it's cuttable, like, it's not a problem. It's a very fixable problem, so they don't need to redesign it. And you can decide, as the owner, whether you like the vacuum effect or not. So if you like it, don't touch it. If you don't like it, you can cut a hole in it. Problem solved. So, strong recommend. Again, I'm really impressed with this brand. Looking forward to the next one. Will the rest of them be just as good as the three I've already reviewed? Stay tuned and find out. So thank you very much, Best Vibe. And actually, let me know who makes these, because I'm actually genuinely impressed with this brand. So I like Leighton. Miggy also makes good toys. I want to add this brand to like my list of brands that make really good toys, but I don't know what they're called because I don't speak Chinese. So just let me know, because I'm actually genuinely curious and appreciative of the quality of work they do. Anyway, that's it. So thank you, Best Vibe, for sponsoring this video. Thank you for watching. 20% off coupon code in the description. Make sure you use it. Save 20% on this very cool toy. And thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you next time.